Thank you, Alison. We will start this week with several stories about healthcare. Beds are being freed up in Norfolk hospitals by temporarily moving patients into care flats and care homes. Another suggested approach, paying people to look after patients in their own homes, is proving controversial. There is excellent news from the NNN Hospital, which is now in the UK top 10 for the shortest A&E waiting times. Meanwhile, anger is growing at the suggested closure of the Rouen Road walk-in centre close to the Chatterbox office. Anger which we will hear continues to be echoed by evening news readers. Alison will start by telling us about one of the proposals to ease the stress on Norfolk hospitals.
Beds have been freed up in under-pressure Norfolk hospitals by temporarily moving patients into housing with care flats and into care homes. The pioneering approach was brought in to prevent delayed discharges in the county's hospitals at a time when pressure has been mounting on NHS services. 17 people assessed as being medically well enough to leave hospital but not able to go home because they needed extra support have been temporarily moved into housing with care flats in the county. Those flats are usually offered to older people who need extra support but want to retain their independence. But a partnership between councils, housing associations and health bosses has seen hospital patients make use of them. Those patients have been able to stay in those properties for up to 4 weeks, getting round-the-clock care and support before moving back home. Norfolk County Council-owned Norse Group has also been taking hospital patients into its Norse care homes.
A radical project to pay people to look after hospital patients in their homes to free up beds should be pursued with caution, the council officer in charge of adult social care has warned. James Bullion, director of adult social care at Norfolk County Council, said a similar adult fostering scheme in another part of the country had proved problematic. The plan has been devised by Blended Learning UK, a healthcare organisation based at the James Paget Hospital in Galston. Bosses at NHS Norfolk and Waveney are considering whether the scheme could be introduced in the county. Before members of the public are accepted to take part, they would have to undergo rigorous checks, including safeguarding tests, and receive some training. Hospitals would continue to monitor patients remotely. It aims to solve the issue of bed blocking, where patients are well enough to leave hospital, but suitable support is not available at home or in a care home. Mr. Bullion said, "I think with adult fostering, we have to be careful that it is set up in the right way. I think we have to go in with our eyes open, but the notion of people caring for other people in their home because they can't go home is essentially a good one to look at."
Improvements at the region's biggest hospital have seen it enter the national top 10 for shortest A&E waits, new figures have shown. Latest waiting time statistics have shown that 8 out of 10 patients who attend A&E at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital are dealt with in less than 4 hours. The figure means that in January there were only 8 hospitals nationwide where a greater proportion were treated within the target time. The first month of 2023 saw 18,213 people attend the department, with 14,257 either discharged or admitted into hospital within 4 hours. It also meant that the hospital outperformed the national average of 72.4%. Sam Higginson, the hospital's chief executive, said, "The improvement to our emergency department performance is a testament to the hard work of our urgent and emergency care teams." He said this included using GPs to assess needs as people arrive and providing same-day emergency care units.
Fresh fears have been raised that NHS bosses are trying to engineer the closure of Norwich's walk-in centre. The proposal to shut the Rouen Road site is among options being considered as the contract to run it nears its end. but the officials responsible have been accused of trying to promote this outcome through a biased consultation process. Those fears have been heightened after it emerged that of the more than 5,000 people who have tried to take part in an NHS survey over the issue, just 1,600 completed the process. Alex Stewart, Chief Executive of Healthwatch Norfolk, described the figure as concerning. He said, "If only a third of people are completing the survey, that fits in with our worries about the structure, language and nature of the survey, which was set out in our statutory letter last week. We remain clear that there are some serious questions to answer about the planning and delivery of this consultation and await with interest a formal response." Sadie Parker, Director of Primary Care at NHS Norfolk and Waveney, said, "It is really important people share their views on the options and any other ideas they may have." She said opportunities were being created for people to have their say face to face and that Braille versions of the documents were being drafted. The consultation runs until Sunday, March the 26th.